Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
I personally believe there was widespread fraud, maybe enough, likely enough, possibly to flip the election to Biden. But at the same time, as I've mentioned in the last couple of weeks, I wouldn't stake my life and eternity on it like I do on the truth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and Savior of mankind, because I have some questions about all this, all these allegations of fraud. Why haven't there been widespread arrests if there is so much voting fraud? Why haven't there been legal victories that prove fraud changed the outcome of the election? Why are the, I guess there was something like 1,000 sworn affidavits from witnesses, why aren't they compelling enough to hold legal cases all over the country? Why aren't Republicans conducting investigations in their states or Congress like they did for the 9/11 attack that was called the 9/11 Commission? Why aren't those investigations all over the place? Why are the president's main supporters in the media, like Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson and Rush Limbaugh, people who have really highly supported the president and who kind of probably know what's going on behind the scenes, why are they not continuing to pound the drum that there was election fraud if there actually was? I mean, if this is true, this is not a story that you can just kind of let go and that's yesterday's news cycle. We have to move on to today. And finally, another question is, well, now that Trump is out of office, is he going to take this up now in court and win? I mean, he has the information, apparently, as president. He's got the money to be able to take this up. Will he take this up now in court, and will he be able to win court cases? So those are the questions I have. I see all the evidence he gives, but then I also have questions. And those questions need to be answered before I would stake my life and eternity on the fact that the election was stolen. It's going to remain a debatable conspiracy theory, to call it that. It's going to be an alternate version of the accepted mainstream view now until it can be proven in a court of law. And if it's not litigated, there needs to be some sort of large-scale investigation by a credible organization proving evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. And so now to circle way back to the point I was making about Tom Pennington is that in light of all this, his point is, don't believe things or share things as, quote, the truth when something hasn't been proven as the truth. So someone may be totally convinced, but the bottom line is no one has legally proved that there was widespread voting fraud that tipped the election to Biden. And if you could prove it, you would. You would be taking it to court or to your maybe your elected representative, and you would be able to prove it. And I hope you can and do prove it, because you would do a great favor to the country, and you will be thanked for saving the country if you were able to do it. But unless you're at that point, I think we all need to give each other a little bit of grace to have people reach their own conclusions. And not only that, but we're all going to have to face reality here that as of this past Wednesday, Joe Biden is now president, whether fraudulently or not. And barring some miracle, he is not going to be removed from office and President Trump reinstituted as president. So has my confidence in the voting system in this country been diminished? For sure. Am I going to continue to vote? Absolutely. Just in case there's not as much fraud as I believe there was in this past election. And the big priority should be to secure the next election. If we can't figure out what happened in this one, well, we better work on, our representatives better work on, securing the next election.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. To find out more about the Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota, 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota, 55331.